This is the most surreal moment in my life. I'm going to just cut that record short now. It's Foxy and Giuliano. I'm Foxy, that's Giuliano.
Morning.
It's Free Radio, and let me just try and paint some pictures. There's a lot of people in the studio right now with cameras. In the next studio, there's a lot of, I would say, advisors and security team. And in front of me right now is the Prime Minister of our amazing country.
Good morning.
Good
Great
morning.
To be here.
What do we address you as?
David, whatever you like. I mean, people use all sorts of terms to describe me. I can tell you, I went for a jog along the canals in Birmingham yesterday, and there were lots of... I was called all sorts of different things.
Really?
Including Prime Minister, actually. People were very friendly.
I'm going with Prime Minister, because this is a chance in a lifetime to be sat in front of you right now.
Well, it's great to be on the show. I gather that this isn't really work for you two. It's an escape from your childcare responsibilities, because you've both got new babies.
We have indeed.
He's good. You've done your research, haven't you?
Yeah.
I'm just impressed with the security team. I mean, who's the security guy of
the
these?
The ones with the wiggly things going to their ear. That's the way
I want to know, Prime Minister, when you're having an argument with Mrs Cameron...
Right. You know, do they take my side or her side?
Exactly. Do you go, look...
take a wild guess.
Samantha, be careful, otherwise I give him the wink and he'll take you down.
No, it doesn't really work like that, I'm afraid. But they're incredibly helpful. You get... you live very close to your protection team, because that's what it's all about. And it gives you an opportunity. I don't thank them often enough, but they do an amazing job. And it must be a nightmare, absolutely, you know, stuck with one family day after day and having to deal with all their woes. But they're amazing people.
So if you went for a jog in Birmingham this morning along the canals, was just... Security must have been like, oh no.
Not again.
I can't be bothered.
No, well, I don't go very far, so it's not exactly testing for them. But I like to keep them on their mettle, yeah.
Now, we're not all about the politics on this show. I don't know if you know about that.
I was warned, yeah.
Yes, we married two dogs 2 months ago. Right. That's the way it is here, okay. Yeah. I'm interested in the minutia. Like, if you want to phone up Barack Obama, do you just get him on the phone?
No, you have a very secure phone arrangement with Barack Obama, so it takes a bit of time, actually, to sort that out. But we speak fairly regularly. European leaders, I'll often, you know, we've got each other on sort of speed dial, as it were, so we talk pretty regularly.
Did you laugh yesterday when Nigel Farage got hit with an egg?
I've been egged myself, so I
know.
Oh, yes, I was egged in Cornwall once. And actually, when an egg hit, it's quite... This is going to sound rather...
Like, come on, I've never been egged.
They hit you quite hard, actually. I got one in the back. This was several years ago. But if I say I haven't been egged for a while, I'm afraid I'm probably going to... That's fatal. Right? Anyway,
well, I've got six
eggs for...
I just want to briefly mention, because we've only got minutes with you this morning, two things. Firstly...
But it has solved the great riddle, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Because, of course, there was the big chicken story the day before, so we like...
Hey.
Okay.
Well, you got that in. You said you didn't do politics. There we are. There's a little bit of it.
We want to talk about Stephen Sutton. Of course, you've probably heard about him.
Amazing guy. He's actually been to Downing Street. I'm sad I wasn't there the day he came, because one of the things on his bucket list was to make a speech in Downing Street. But when you watch that YouTube video, I mean, it's one of the most inspiring things you'll ever see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's this guy who's fighting a disease, but he's also got time to inspire, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. And his zest for life and his courage in taking on all these challenges...
Incredible.
..is absolutely incredible. Also, I love the creativity of it. I mean, the whole bucket list thing. How do people think of these crowdsurfing and...
Crowdsurfing was my favourite
hugging
one.
..hugging an animal bigger than me. I mean, it is... It's incredibly creative.
He's at £3.1 million when you think he started at 10 grand.
It's amazing. I mean, look, sometimes we all complain about the modern media and all the rest of it, but the capability of modern social media for things to happen really quickly and for people to get involved. I mean, that is actually, we are all more empowered by this stuff, because you can change the world. You can change things by the click of a mouse.
Tomorrow is your team versus my team. Aston Villa versus Hull City.
Yeah.
How do you think it's going to go?
Well, I'm obviously hopeful for Aston Villa, because we have had a bit of a difficult season, and recent results have been even worse. And we're only just above the relegation zone, so I'm afraid I am really praying with everything I've got for a Villa victory. Also, my wife is from Scunthorpe, and so there's always a bit of Scunthorpe.
Is she really?
Oh, yes. So there's always a bit of Scunthorpe. So I'll have her on my side for this one. And also, but my son is a Chelsea fan. I took him to a Villa QPR match thinking, look, either he'll come with me for the Villa or QPR, local team to where we live in London. He had a look at both of them and thought, no, I'm going to be a Chelsea fan. So what about that?
I hate to say it, but Glory Hunter.
Yeah, probably. No. But, you know.
My final question, because your people want you to leave now, is that I'm trying to get planning permission for my old conservatory to be knocked down and a new one. And I just thought, if you could ring my local council, you could just give it the old...
It doesn't work that way. But actually, under this government, we have done this thing called permitted development rights.
Yeah. Here we go. So here's the politics.
The bit of politics. If you're only building a certain distance out from your house, you don't need planning permission. But, so maybe we're helping you, but I don't know.
Prime Minister, what's happening is that a new wall of the new conservatory will be touching another wall which isn't part of the original dwelling. Oh. I'm just thinking, can we get, if we ring them, you could just say, look,
my room of politics, try to avoid planning issues.
Threaten the red button, anything. Just get me that planning permission, Prime Minister.
No, it doesn't work, I'm afraid. This is a country where it's very important everyone sticks to their jobs. My job is Prime Minister, your council job is to decide whether you can have a bigger conservatory. We're leaving like that.
All right.
Just one more question. It was a debate that was going on this show the other day. Like I said, we're not Radio 4. We were talking about the right way to stir tea and if you put milk in first. What do you do, Prime Minister?
I put it in second, but I don't always have milk. Actually, that's a weird one, but I normally put it in second and half a sugar, stir it all around. And,
crazy London folk. Mr. Prime Minister, thank you very much for coming in.
It's a pleasure. Great to be here. Good luck with the rest of the show and good luck with the child-rearing responsibilities.
Yes, well, as you
that
know...
That is your most important job.
It is indeed.
That's quite hard, isn't it?
It's absolutely impossible.
Harder than running the country, or...?
By moments. I've got three, and breakfast time in the Cameron household can be...
nightmare.
..can be pretty lively by moments. But this morning I was in Birmingham and I woke up, no children.
Child-free.
Very, very, very peaceful.
That's a good thing about your job. If you go away, hopefully you just get away for a few days.
Mrs. Cameron spotted this one, I'm afraid.
David Cameron, thank you very much.
A pleasure.
Enjoy your time in Birmingham. David Cameron, everybody, there we go, the Prime Minister. We'll get some travel next. Free Radio.